in all, I think it was a very good point. I think, to be fair to Reading, they're probably the best team we've played against this season. A lot of very, very good attacking players, the likes of Blackman and Vidra, they're going to cause every team in this league problems. I thought we stood up to that really well, and all in all, I think it's a very good point leading us into Tuesday.
You had to bide your time to get the opener, didn't you? But it was well worked in the end.
Oh, it was a fantastic goal. I think if Barcelona had scored it, people would be raving about it. I think a lot of things are said about Championship football, but there's a lot of very good teams, very good players in it. And I think our goal was up there as one of the best team goals this season you're ever likely going to see.
And it was just like Jamie's goal up at Bolton, wasn't it? A simple tap in the end. But well, and Tomo, we've just been speaking to, he works so hard and he's having to do a lot of the providing rather than the finishing at the moment.
Yeah, but I think his attitude and his way of playing is selfless, and I think that sums up everyone in this team at the moment. Regardless, it's about the team, and I think Thomas, Sam, when they play up front, they work so hard for the team, and they're one of the main reasons why we've been unbeaten. It's not just about scoring goals, being a striker. He caused their centre halves all types of problems with his strength and his pacing behind, and I think he's been a major asset for us. So regardless of whether he scores or not, the most important thing is that we keep getting positive results.
What about you today? You've had to switch into left, but I know you've done it before, but yeah. How did you feel you got on?
Yeah, I was a bit rusty to start off with. It's a bit of a change going from right wing to left back. You have to get your bearings right, but you know, I'm an experienced player. I've played probably 100 games in Premier League level at left back, so I expect to do well there, and if the manager needs me there in the future, I'm more than happy to play there.
He's obviously said we've got the international break coming up, but you're quite happy to slot in there if required.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here to do whatever the team needs. Like we say, you need to be selfless, and it's not just about me as an individual. I want to see this club and this team successful, and if that means me playing out of position or doing anything that the team needs, then I'm more than happy to do it.
You talk about the team ethic amongst the players. What about the manager? How much credit does he deserve for this, to this start to this season?
Yeah, I think all credit must go to him. You know, he's in the hot seat. He makes the decisions. He's the guy that makes the decision in terms of recruitment, in terms of the way we want to play. And I think he's got the balance pretty much spot on so far. He's a fantastic guy to work for. And I'm sure with him at the helm, we're going to be more successful more often than not.
Is it organisation? Is it man management? Where do his secrets lie?
Everything. You know, we're really a tight-knit group. I'm not just talking about the players, but if you see the camaraderie between the coach and staff, Nathan, Colin, the manager, we're a very tight-knit group, and we all get on really well, and you need that. You need to want to work for each other, and you see people putting blocks in today, headers on the line, their heads hitting the post, all types of things. We're all willing to put our bodies on the line for each other, and if you want to be successful and you want promotion, then that's what it takes.
He's very calm, Chris Hughton, when he speaks to us afterwards, but when he's on that touchline, he gets frustrated like anybody, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he cares, you know, and you know, some people want to see passion on the touchline, and trust me, the manager's a very passionate man. He's very driven. He wants success for everyone in terms of promotion and being successful, and we're all willing to put our bodies on the line for him, and he's probably the best manager I've ever played for, and I've only been here for 3 months, but I've enjoyed immensely working with him, learning from him myself, because I want to step into his shoes one day. And I think he's a credit to the profession. When I've worked for other people that maybe aren't so honest or have the integrity that he has, and I really want to pay that back by producing on the pitch for him.
Let's turn our attention just quickly to Sheffield Wednesday on Tuesday. This was a big challenge. You say they were the best team you've played this season. What about Sheffield Wednesday? They are on a roll at the moment.
They're on a roll, but we're on a roll. We're 14 unbeaten. So it's going to be a very good game. They're very good against Arsenal. They won again today. But we're more than confident that we can go there and get a positive result.